You are listening to the English language news of Khan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel, Sunday, April the 21st, 2024. This is Nomi Segal with the top news at this hour. In a decoy terror attack in the Binyamin region this morning, an Israeli was lightly injured when an explosive device detonated as he tried to remove a Palestinian flag that had been planted on a pole alongside the road near the settlement Kochav HaShachar, northeast of Ramallah. The Israeli had pulled over his car and walked over to the flag. The explosive went off when he kicked over the pole. In a separate terror incident near Beit Anun Junction near Hebron, IDF forces shot and killed two terrorists, one who tried to stab them and another who opened fire. There were no Israeli casualties. Elsewhere, shots were fired at the Salem Post north of Jenin and at Kibbutz Mirav in the Gilboa region. There were no casualties, but damage was caused to a home on the kibbutz. In the north, Hezbollah claimed responsibility for firing anti-tank rocket fire toward Dovev this morning, causing damage but no injuries. Sirens also sounded this morning in the western Galilee. Several landing sites were identified in open areas. Lebanese media reported this afternoon Israeli airstrikes in South Lebanon. The IDF overnight struck three Hezbollah sites in South Lebanon. Separately, the Russian news agency Sputnik reported that Israeli fighter jets overnight targeted a Syrian air defense base in Dara, causing damage. There was no independent confirmation. In the Gaza Strip, the Hamas-run health ministry reported that the death toll has surpassed 34,000 since the start of the war. Arab media, meanwhile, reported Israeli airstrikes in Rafah. Israeli leaders from across the political spectrum have decried reports that the United States plans to impose sanctions on the ultra-Orthodox Netzach Yehuda Battalion over alleged human rights abuses in the territories. The Axios website reported that the sanctions would ban the battalion and its members from receiving any kind of U.S. military assistance or training. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the reported move absurd and a moral low. War Cabinet member and National Unity Party leader Benny Gantz called it a dangerous precedent. Opposition leader Yair Lapid called the planned sanctions a mistake and said that the source of the problem is not the military level, but the political level in Israel. Over the weekend, the State Department also announced sanctions against Bensi Gopstein, founder of the extremist Lehava organization. In other news, the U.S. House of Representatives over the weekend passed a $95 billion legislative package providing security assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan in a show of bipartisan support following months of resistance from the Republican hard right. The package includes $17 billion in defense aid to Israel. The whole package now goes to the Senate, which could pass it as soon as Tuesday. U.S. President Joe Biden has promised to sign it immediately. Israel's President Isaac Herzog issued a statement expressing Israel's thanks for the U.S. support. The impasse in hostage release talks. Hamas leader abroad, Ismail Haniyeh, says Israel is interested only in getting back the hostages and afterwards resuming the war. This will not happen. Haniyeh met yesterday in Istanbul with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who urged the Palestinians to unite for victory against Israel. Thousands of people demonstrated in Tel Aviv last night demanding a hostage release deal. Protesters who had gathered earlier on Kaplan Street for a demonstration demanding early elections later joined the rally for the hostages at the Begin Gate of the Kiryat Defense Compound. The Hostages and Missing Families Forum, which represents many of the hostages' families, is calling on members of Israel's war cabinet to meet urgently with them before the Passover holiday for an update on what is being done to return their loved ones home. 133 hostages are being held in Gaza, not all of them alive, now for 198 days. As in every year, just before the Passover holiday, a ceremony was held at the chief rabbinate offices today, selling the state's leavening for the holiday. The buyer, Hussein Jaber of Abu Ghosh. The weather outlook, cooler, mostly in the hills and inland. Tomorrow, Passover Eve, will be warmer. Tuesday, hotter, with Shirov conditions developing over most of the country, continuing on Wednesday. The maximum temperatures in the main centers, Jerusalem 21, Tel Aviv 24, Haifa 20, Beersheba 26, and in Eilat going up to 33 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Kan Reka, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. Join us at 8 p.m. Israel time for our one-hour news program. You can tune in at 101.3 FM, the Kan website, and the Kan English Facebook page.